We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Duarte pulls up, three ball, bang!
Bob L.J. Figueroa!
Oregon goes back to back for the fourth time in the last 6 years. The Ducks are Pac-12 champions.
Bowley three, goal! Ray Bowley Bob!
Three is good! D.R. Savali!
Wait, pow pow?
Yeah, boom boom!
Welcome to Duck Insider.
What a weekend!
We're just getting started.
This is Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. Live from the Country Financial Studio, here's Joey Mack.
It's good to be back. It's the first time in a long time that I hadn't been sitting here hosting the show. In fact, God, I should have looked this up. I don't remember the last time we had somebody, not me, do the show. It has to have been over a year. When was the last time that it had to have been March of 2020? It would have been maybe Terry Johns. Yeah, it was. That's right. Terry was sitting here last March talking about how there would not be fans allowed in the Pac-12 tournament, and then everything shut down. That was also the last time I was on a plane prior to this past weekend. Traveled with Oregon baseball. My thanks to Alex Stimson for filling in. Thought he did a great job. It was fun to join him from the road, and Oregon baseball got it done. They got a sweep in Ogden, Utah against the Utes. Congratulations to the Ducks. But, man, a lot of things to celebrate. We're going to have a lot of fun on the show today. We're also going to rake some people across the coals on the show today, I think is a fair description. And you all, I hope, will join us in doing that as well. Take your Facebook comments and questions. How'd everybody feel about the softball selection? How'd everybody feel about the bracket? How's everyone vibing out there on the bracket? Also, 14 straight Pac-12 championships. Congratulations to the men of Oregon for track and field. 14 straight championships. I mean, I don't care if it's Pop Warner Pee-wee football. I don't care if it's building Legos when you're 3 years old. If you win 14 straight somethings, you're doing something right. Man, 14 straight for the men of Oregon. I thought that was a great tweet. Josh Phillips, who we've had on the show, assistant AD for creative services, social media guru, graphics, all the things that you see that look cool basically on the Go Ducks account. Josh sent out a great tweet that just made me laugh. And it was all about Oregon winning the 14th straight track and field championship. And the copy of the tweet just said, Twitter didn't exist the last time these guys lost a conference championship. I mean, what? Like, 14 straight. So congratulations to the men of Oregon. We're going to start there, and then we're going to go through the softball reaction from Coach Lombardi. We're also going to hear from Haley Cruz as the Ducks are headed to Texas. That's right. They will play against their former head coach in Mike White. Just, it's almost like maybe people knew that that could be a potential storyline, because I think the Ducks were better than the 21st overall seed, considering that they had a great resume. Anyway, we'll get there. Yeah, we'll get there. Also, Pac-12 honors for softball. Six Ducks recognized on the all-conference teams announced yesterday. We have that for you. And we'll do a full breakdown of Oregon baseball, because it was an absolute demolition. I mean, it was a demolition derby for the Ducks in Ogden, particularly when they had a season-high 23 hits on Saturday. So Oregon baseball is looking really good in their projections for postseason right now. We'll talk about that. Going to hear from Mark Wazikowski. And congratulations, I do want to mention before we get into some of the nitty-gritty details of all these things we've been opening the show with. Men's golf is competing in the regional today. Follow along Oregon Men's Golf social media. Good luck to Casey Martin's squad. They're up in the state of Washington. 3 days of regional action and hoping that they finish strong to make it into the NCAA championships that are in a couple weeks. Oregon Women's Golf is traveling on Wednesday to the NCAA championships after they weren't able to play in Baton Rouge due to bad weather, but the Ducks were the number four overall seed, so the NCAA had them advance. Really excited. Josh Clark said, I'm so excited to get to watch Aaron Wise this week in South Carolina in the PGA Championships. Yeah! Pro Ducks! Josh, that's a great pull. Great pull. Thanks for the comment, man. That's awesome. Aaron Wise, that is one of my favorite memories I have in my time working with Oregon. Was 5 years ago, Eugene Country Club. Ducks won it all. Yeah, Ducks won it all. Aaron Wise was a big reason why. And you know what's amazing? And this is where I think it's so cool. That story maybe is even cooler in some ways to the detriment of Aaron Wise. Aaron Wise actually lost his match for the Ducks. He was the individual national champion, right? But he lost his match during the team match play against Texas. And then it was Sulman Raza, the Eugene native, who sinks the putt and everybody goes crazy. It's one of my favorite memories. It's one of my favorite memories watching Oregon men's golf win a national championship. This is a young team. This is a really young team. So follow along for Oregon men's golf. They're going to have a lot of fun in the regionals. And congratulations are in order for Tahina Paupau. After 3 days of trials that featured 27 athletes, Oregon point guard Tahina Paupau is one of nine players to secure a roster spot for the 2021 USA Basketball Women's U19 World Cup team. Congrats to Tahina! And man, it was great to see her back out there on the floor. Congratulations to Tahina Paupau. Hey, before we talk more details on track and field, and I want to just kind of relive some of the greatness, we have a huge announcement for you coming on Duck Insider. So tomorrow we've got Eric Rodell, Deputy Athletic Director, going to join us. Also, Missy Lombardi, Head Coach Oregon Softball, will join us live on the program. Wednesday is normally sort of a what else is going on day. You know, it's not a recapping the weekend day like a Monday. It's not our Athletic Director Tuesday brought to you by Pepsi on Tuesday. And we always talk with Coach Lombardi on Tuesdays for Oregon Softball. Wednesday always is kind of an ever-changing day this time of year. Well, we've got a new Hall of Fame class at the University of Oregon Athletic Department. We're going to announce the Hall of Fame inductees live on Duck Insider at 1 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon. If you are watching the show live on Facebook, we have an awesome show planned going through the latest inductees in the University of Oregon Hall of Fame. And I'm really excited. You know, the timing just worked out this year that we were able to do something like this, and we're going to do it live on the show. We're going to make the announcement of all of the inductees. We're going to have video photos for those of you who are watching the show. And then those of you who are listening on an Oregon Sports Network affiliate radio station, maybe you're listening live on the Go Ducks app, on TuneIn, wherever you catch the show, on the Oregon Sports Network podcast maybe, you're going to be able to hear some just awesome stories about the tremendous accomplishments. And I truly mean this. We are getting into the time of year. I don't know how the Hall of Fame committee does it. I mean, there are athletes and teams and coaches that are becoming eligible, and it is truly impossible to try to narrow it down because they're all so deserving to get into the Athletics Hall of Fame. I know a lot of the people personally that are on that selection committee. In fact, I think I might know actually all of them by now. But, man, We're really excited about that on Wednesday, so I'm really excited to have that for you on Wednesday. All right, the men of Oregon, 14th straight Pac-12 title. 14 straight. I can't get over 14 straight. I'm 28 years old, so for half of my life, the Ducks have been the Pac-12 champs in consecutive years. Doesn't that put it in context for you? Half of my life, Oregon has consecutively been the Pac-12 champion in men's track and field. And to be honest with you, this was really an example, I thought, of depth. The Ducks were really, really good. Finished the three-day competition with a meet record. That's right, a meet record, 185 points, outdistancing the field by nearly 60. So those of you who aren't maybe as up on the track and field scoring, and I am far and away not an expert, but 60 points is kind of unprecedented in a track and field contest, especially at the conference level. The UO women won two titles on Sunday, five for the weekend, racked up 151 points as the overall meet runner-up. Now, you know that the men are excited for 14 straight. The women, as Robert Johnson said, he was actually more proud maybe of their performance. That's not to downplay the men at all, because he said, quote, 185 points is a big number at a conference meet, and what it shows is that we're a complete team. Absolutely. Robert Johnson continued to say, the head coach for the Ducks, we do a good job of scoring in a multitude of events. I'm super proud to see their work pay off and also excited to see them be able to continue the conference legacy of this program. He continued, though, to say, I'm even more proud of the women because they turned this into a meet. Coming into this meet, they probably weren't within 50 points, so to make it an 11-point meet is really outstanding on their part. I love their heart, and I love their ability to compete when it matters. That's cool, man. That's really, really cool. So the Ducks are now up to number 8 in the rankings on the women's side and number 2 in the national rankings on the men's side. Yeah. Not bad, huh? Not too bad. Continuing, though, with some of the details on this. So the Pac-12 champions are, quote, Cole Hawker, 5,000 meters. Jackson Messler won the steeplechase on Saturday. Cooper Tier won the 1,500 meters. And Max Vollmer won the decathlon on Saturday. And he, by the way, like, shattered some records in the process. Those are your champions on the men's side. But in a few of those, the Ducks went 1-2. The distance running for the Ducks right now with three men on the Bowerman watch list is unbelievable. Cole Hawker, Charlie Hunter, and Cooper Tier are all on the Bowerman watch list on the men's side. I mean, that is truly unprecedented. I mean, I can't – I've been at Oregon paying attention to track and field now for, what, 11 years? I can't remember a time where a team, not even the Ducks, have had that many on the watch list all at once. Maybe it's happened before. Scott might be able to double-check me. I mean, it's really pretty incredible. Also, Trevor saying, are you kidding me? Softball to Texas. Yeah, we're getting there. Don't worry. I'm telling you, we led the show talking about that a little bit. Those of you who are just joining us, we've got a good segment for you coming up next about Oregon softball. We're going to do a blind resume test for you, all right? And I don't want anybody to cheat right now. Nobody go look up the different rankings for Pac-12 teams where the Ducks rank. We're just going to show you some resumes, and we just want you to know. We want you all to say this is who would be the regional host between these blind resumes, okay? Bear with us. But I want to lead off with a Pac-12 championship because it's interesting. On the women's side, Carmela Cardama-Baez. Cardama-Baez won the 10,000 meters on Friday. Well, the women actually won more individual championships than the men did. That just shows the depth of this men's team for track and field. Alyssa Hickey won the long jump. Anita Konicek won the steeplechase. So the Ducks actually doubled steeplechase for the men and the women. Dominique Ruotolo won the triple jump and then the 4x1. With a true freshman as the starting leg. And the Ducks won the 4x100. It was really a show of depth, I think, for really the men. So here's why I say that. The men of Oregon scored double-digit points in 10 different events with 15 or more points in the 100-meter, 200-meter, 800-meter, 1,500-meter, 5,000-meter, and the 3,000-meter steeplechase. The Ducks surpassed the previous team best score of 180 set by USC in what year was it, Scott? Guess. When was the previous meet record for points set? Pretty close, actually. 1976. That's a record. Oregon broke the record that has stood since 1976 for total points scored in the Pac-12 championship meet on the men's side. The program, Oregon, had a prior high of 175 from the 2017 Pac-12 meet in Eugene, which, by the way,
the Pac-12 championship needs to be at Hayward Field every year. I get it. Oregon fans, we all know that it's the best track and field fan base in the country, in the world, maybe. Probably. It's not just that it's the theater of track and field and it's the best facility in the world and it's not close. To me, it's the educated track fans that are in Track Town, USA. I get it. I've got green and yellow lenses. I know it. But Hayward Field should be the permanent host for almost anything track and field, and it should not even be up for debate. Just my opinion. I think that every Oregon fan probably agrees with me. I think that there are a lot of Pac-12 and NCAA track and field fans that agree with me. I'll get off my soapbox now. Cooper Tier became a two-time conference champion with his victory in the 1500 meters. He led a 1-4-5 finish for the Ducks. Not bad, huh? And in the second race of the day, Cole Hawker, along with Cooper Tier, were back-to-back on the track for a 1-2 finish in the 5000 meters. Just a couple examples there of how deep the Oregon track and field team is on both the men's and the women's side. So now you turn your attention toward the NCAA West prelims. That's going to take place May 26th through 29th in College Station, Texas. I still don't understand why the West is in college or is in Texas, but whatever. The top 48 individuals in each event and the top 24 relays from the region will compete for 12 spots at the NCAA championships that will run June 9th through 12th. Now, of course, the national meet returns to Eugene at Hayward Field for the first time since 2018, the newly renovated Hayward Field, which is truly a theater of track and field. Good stuff all the way around from the Ducks. Sweep for Oregon baseball. Oregon softball's got a postseason destination. Track and field champions. We got men's golf rolling. We got Tahina Pau-Pau on Team USA. It's a good day to be a Duck, and we got a lot more to talk about. All right, when we come back, I wanted to lead with the good news of the track and field squad. Now, there's good news for Oregon softball. Ducks are headed to the postseason. I'm going to take off my Oregon cap here for just a second, and we're going to go through some nitty-gritty reports, and I think that you all will want to be here for what we're going to call our blind resume test. Stick with us. It's Duck Insider presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Talking softball, and we'll get to some of your questions, and I want to hear from you after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, On Point proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. On Point Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
On March 5th, 2021, we lost a larger-than-life member of the Oregon Ducks family. Chris Bjork passed away surrounded by his wife Allison and their three sons, Anders, Henry, and Jordy. After spending more than 26 years working with the University of Oregon, we are proud to establish the Chris Bjork Scholarship Fund in his honor. Go to goducks.com/Bjork Scholarship. That's goducks.com/Bjork Scholarship to make a contribution and help us remember a great Duck.
Your daily dose of Oregon athletics. This is Duck Insider from Learfield IMG College.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spell.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
back on Nugget Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. I'm Joey Mack here with you. Today's show brought to you by Shadow Hills Country Club, your family resort just minutes from home, and call for a tour today. Jack, this is cool. He said, Prefontaine Pride 1975 will always highlight duck tradition. Jack, I think Jack I can call a long time, and it's like the joke is always long time, first time. Jack's just long time. I always appreciate him. Class of 1975 here at the University of Oregon, and he's actually helped us out with some of the historic context questions that I, frankly, I just don't know the answer to without doing research. And, I mean, in the almighty words of a good friend of mine, who does research? I actually do quite a bit of that. But, you know, and now you're about to find out just how much research Scott and I did today and last night. Okay, I am going to admit something to everybody that I don't like to admit because nobody likes to admit this. I was wrong. I was straight up wrong. I said on the broadcast for Oregon baseball yesterday when we got off the air, I was like, hey, it's Carl's Jr. scoreboard, and good luck to Oregon softball tonight. I sure think that they're going to be a regional host. Their resume says it all, and they're a regional host. I'm looking forward to having regionals at Jane Sanders Stadium. Well, I guess I shouldn't have said that. So is it my fault? Did I jinx it? But here's the thing. I kind of feel like the entire Pac-12 got the short end of the stick a little bit. Should I call it like the short end of the bat? That seems like the appropriate thing to say. So if you're just joining us, Oregon softball, the good news, they're heading to postseason. You can never take that for granted. The Ducks heard their name called in the Austin Regional. They're going to go to number 12 seed, Texas. The Ducks are going to be a 2 seed in the Austin Regional. I thought that they'd be a 1 seed and they'd be hosting a regional. I really did. Their resume, I thought, said that. Ducks at 4:30 Pacific time will face the number 3 seed in the Austin Regional, Texas State. It'll be number 1, Texas. Of course, former Oregon head coach Mike White, the head coach for the Longhorns, they will play St. Francis in a 2 o'clock game. And both of these, actually the Texas game, I should say, will be on Longhorn Network for those of you who'd like to watch. And then the number 2 Oregon, number 3 Texas State game is going to be on ESPN3. However, this is actually great news before I start being a smart aleck more often than normal. Yeah, we'll see. You can tell after I slept like 3 hours last night getting back from Utah. It's going to be a fun show today. We're also going to partner with KWVA this year. I am so excited about this. So I want to give everybody some context here before we really dive into this. Because this is great news before we talk the nitty-gritty, if you will. I obviously went to the University of Oregon. I've never made that a secret. I love working here. Wear an O on my chest. See things through green and yellow lenses because I was a fan and I was a student first. I was in the seat at KWVA, the student radio station, that now Jordan Brenner sits in. Jordan Brenner is sports director for KWVA. He does a tremendous job broadcasting a number of Oregon sports, mainly Oregon softball right now. Well, I had the opportunity to get my feet wet in my career calling Oregon soccer, Oregon volleyball, Oregon lacrosse, high school football and basketball in the area, and Oregon softball. Well, when the Ducks went to the College World Series, I was given the opportunity by, at the time, Brian Movelson, who was the general manager of the Oregon Sports Network. Jerry Allen, of course, endorsed me. I still don't know why. I always say that. I have no idea why Jerry ever offered me a job, yet I'm still here. I went to Oklahoma City and did the games on the Oregon Sports Network for Oregon softball. Well, as the time has gone on, I've been here. KWVA continues to do just tremendous work. I will put KWVA as a student radio station and their sports department against anyone in the country, and I will take them anytime. That's how good of a job they do. They're professional. They call it like they see it. But at the end of the day, they are Oregon broadcasters. I am happy to now include KWVA within the Oregon Sports Network formally. I've talked with a number of guys, Chris Clayton, Ryan Roulard, Mark Grandy, Jordan Brenner, a number of names over the years. As long as I've been working for OSN, I've been fortunate enough to do this for a living. I've been able to talk with those guys a lot and help them, support them any way that I can. Well, this is just the next step for me as the director of broadcasting to be able to say, you know what, you guys are awesome. I say all that to tell you that we are going to partner with KWVA this year. Jordan Brenner and his crew from KWVA will be doing all the broadcasts for the Oregon softball postseason run. And we will simulcast them on the Oregon Sports Network. What that means, for those of you who are used to tuning in and hearing their voices on the live stream when there's no TV, you're still going to be able to do that via KWVA 88.1 FM, the student radio station here at the University of Oregon and in Eugene. You're also going to be able to tune in via the Oregon Sports Network infrastructure, which includes the GoDucks Game Day app, GoDucks.com, GoDucks.com/live audio, and some of our other terrestrial radio stations throughout the state of Oregon that will be carrying the Oregon softball broadcast throughout the postseason. I'm so excited to essentially add KWVA to the Oregon Sports Network for Oregon softball and beyond, and I'm so excited for what they bring to the table. It's going to be a lot of fun, and here's hoping that they get a chance to call games for about another 3 weeks or so, huh? So to Jordan Brenner, we're going to have him on the show. For those of you that are not familiar with Jordan, you should be. He's a great broadcaster. He's a great guy. We're going to have him on the show later this week as he and his crew are going to be traveling out to Austin to call the games for the Austin Regional for Oregon softball on the Oregon Sports Network, and we're partnering with KWVA to do it. I'm really excited about this. I think it's great. All in. It's great for everybody. So now, I did talk to Jordan about all this today, and let's just say he and I both raised our eyebrows when we saw the selection. So let me just go through Oregon's finish to the season, okay? So the Ducks are given the announcement that Jane Sanders Stadium is going to be one of 20 potential host sites. Awesome. Feeling good. Like, Ducks got to finish strong. They do that. They go 6-4 in their last 10. They take care of business against teams they're supposed to. And they only lost to really, 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 really good teams, including a Stanford team. And I know that the Ducks would like some of those games back, but that's a Stanford team that now they're in the postseason. They're playing really good softball. Well, Ducks went 4-0 in their final weekend against Cal. They took care of business on the road in Berkeley. They went to 14-10 in Pac-12 play. That actually made it so that Oregon finished in the conference standings in third place. UCLA won the conference at 19-2. Washington went 18-5. Oregon went 14-10. Then it was Arizona State going 12-9. Arizona at 12-10. Stanford went 9-12. That was the Pac-12 standings, followed by Oregon State, Cal, and Utah. So I think the Pac-12 standings are important. I think they're really important. Continuing down the list here. The Ducks are a battle-tested team. Darren Eha, the Oregon Sports Information Director for Oregon Softball, he tweeted this out, and I thought it was perfect. So the Ducks finished third in the Pac-12. They're the only team in the league to play the full slate of Pac-12 games. Credit to them. You know, they did everything that they needed to do to play a full season. They played 24 games against RPI top 50 opponents. So you'd think that they're really battle-tested because they played teams that are, if you're in the top 50 in the RPI, chances are you're probably in the field of 64 to play in a softball regional. Well, the Ducks, though, even though their resume was pretty good, are not hosting a regional. Okay, let me qualify everything that I'm about to say before we bust out some other things. I would not want to be on one of these selection committees, particularly this year. It's very easy for me to sit here in this chair, obviously seeing things through green and yellow lenses, to be like, man, what the heck? Totally know that. I wouldn't want that job. I've known people that have been on various selection committees, and especially this year with how crazy things are, how do you weight certain things and availability of rosters, all these things. I wouldn't want to do it. But 2020 hindsight, looking at it from an Oregon perspective, let's show you a pair of resumes. We're going to do what I call the blind resume test. All right, you ready? Those of you who are watching, you can see the graphic. I'm going to read it to you. So these are two teams' resumes. One of them has an RPI of 11. They went 39-11. Against top 25 teams in the RPI, though, they went just 3-10. And they played the 40th toughest schedule in the country, strength of schedule rating of 40. The other team had an RPI of 15, went 37-15 overall, and went 6-12 against teams in the RPI top 25. Strength of schedule for that team was 9. Which one do you think is the regional host between these two teams? I think I'd probably take the one that's number 15 in the RPI and has a strength of schedule of 9 and had 6 wins over the top 25. That's just me. Well, who are these two teams, you might ask? Well, the first team that I mentioned is Texas. The second team that I mentioned is Oregon. So Texas is the host. That means that Texas is the number 12 overall seed, and the Ducks, even with an RPI of 15, strength of schedule of number 9, they're a 2 seed, which if you break it down and it doesn't totally work this way, sometimes the geographic connection is why you put teams where you put them. But if you go just by straight seeding, this would actually mean that the Ducks are the number 21 overall seed in the tournament if it was just straight seeding. I get it. Sometimes things move around for geography, but just for sake of argument, okay, that would mean that the Ducks are number 21 in the seeding of the whole tournament. How? How? Okay, now let me read you some other resumes just to give you an idea here. So a team like Arizona, number 10 in the RPI, number 12 in strength of schedule, they went 36-13, but the Ducks finished above them in the Pac-12 standings. Okay. Arizona State went 32-14. They were number 13 in the RPI, and they played a strength of schedule that was ranked at number 11. Well, where'd they finish in the conference standings? Behind Oregon. Okay. And then how about, and those are two host teams, by the way. Arizona State and Arizona are both hosting regionals. Arizona State and Arizona actually are both on the UCLA side of the bracket. Arizona State's the 15 seed. They're going to get matched up with number 2 UCLA in the Super Regionals. And then Arizona's a number 11 seed. I don't have a problem with that. Here's one other one for you. Washington's Oregon's rival, right? They're a rival. We know that. Well, the Huskies actually finished at number 16 in the RPI, and they had a strength of schedule of 34. But the key for Washington, they went 8-6 against top 25 teams in the RPI. And look, it's important to note, they finished second in the conference. Washington was really good. I have no problem with Washington being a host. How is Washington 16 and Arizona State and Arizona are above Washington in the seeding? Well, here's the argument I can make for you. If the strength of schedule really matters, Washington played the 34 ranked strength of schedule, if you will. Arizona played 12. Arizona State played 11. Really, really good rankings in strength of schedule. ASU went 8-9 against teams that were in the top 25 of the RPI. Arizona went 5-12. So if you look at that and you're thinking, well, conference standings don't matter, then yeah, Arizona State probably deserves it. But I want to bring this back full circle then. You know which team we showed you for the first resume that was number 11 in the RPI and had a 40 strength of schedule and went 3-10 against the top 25? They're hosting and they're seated above Washington and Arizona State, and Oregon is going to that regional. Scott, go ahead and show the graphic again of the resumes. So if the argument is that the strength of schedule in Washington's case hurt the Huskies and that's why they fell to number 16, because Arizona and Arizona State had really, really strong strength of schedules. Well, Oregon's strength of schedule was number 9. The Ducks had 6 wins against top 25 teams. Arizona had 5. They were the number 11 seed. Arizona State had 8. They were the number 14 seed. Or the 15 seed, I'm sorry, for Arizona State. I'm a little beside myself. Thirty-7-15 overall, 14-10 in Pac-12 play. The Ducks finished third in the Pac-12, and Oregon heads into the NCAA tournament for the first time in 3 years with a 74-47 all-time record in postseason play and have not lost a game in the regional round since 2008, a streak of 27 straight games that covers the last 9 tournament appearances. That's how good the Ducks have been. So, there you go. We're going to get a timeout. Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. We're actually going to hear from the head coach, Melissa Lombardi, and Haley Cruz when we come back on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, it's Jan from Toyota. Summer's finally here, and with a great deal on a new Camry, RAV4, Highlander, Tacoma, and more, you can celebrate all of your favorite summer holidays, like Cinco de Mayo, Independence Day, International Pizza Party Day. Pepperoni, please. And by pepperoni, I mean Hawaiian.
Kick off summer at your Toyota dealer, where you can save big on all your favorites. This event ends June 1st. See your participating Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
You're listening to Duck Insider. Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's important to buckle up your kids.
I know.
Sometimes car seats can be complicated.
I know.
And if your child's in the wrong seat and you get into a crash...
I know.
It could lead to a serious injury.
I know.
So you're 100% sure you have the right car seat for your child's age and size?
I don't know.
Don't think you know. Know you know. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Make sure you have the right car seat. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. I'm Joey Mack here with you. We're going to hear from Coach Lombardi in a moment. Dave asking the question that I'm kind of getting at. When the Ducks win, they will probably play Texas. You think the committee had the rematch in mind with Coach White? I'll say this. I hope not. That's not what it's supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about putting teams where they deserve to be in postseason play. So I hope not. But obviously, as the broadcaster, Jordan, I actually talked about that this morning because Jordan Brenner is going to be heading out to Austin to call the games for KWVA and the Oregon Sports Network. And Jordan and I talked about it. Like, there's definitely a lot of connections. And you got to discuss it, right? Like, it's definitely a storyline. I just hope that storylines aren't the only thing that drives this. It's supposed to be about what the student-athletes and the teams earned, right? That's your Women in Flight update of the week, brought to you by the Duck Store, proud supporter of Women in Flight. The bracket is interesting, to say the least. And look, we all know that I'm seeing things through green and yellow lenses. I'm making an argument for Oregon and the Pac-12. That's what I do. Right, that's what I'm gonna do. Even if I'm biased, I am. Duh. I think that's just my view of the whole thing. I think that a lot of people would probably see that. Oh wait, okay, we have great news. Great news. Before we hear from Coach Lombardi, Alex says, Joey, newest Duck born at 11:59 a.m. yesterday. He'll be repping the Duck onesie real soon. Congratulations, Alex. That's awesome. 11:59 a.m. Man, that's like right when it's like, oh, shoot, we got to get ready to go on the air. That's like when Scott and I's days really start. That's awesome. Congratulations, Alex. That's awesome. Welcome a new duck to the flock. That's great. I needed that. Alex, I'm glad that you brought that up. I needed that today. Thanks, buddy. All right, Melissa Lombardi. As you can imagine, Coach Lombardi is a true class act. Answered some tough questions, and look, at the end of the day, just go win, baby. Coach Lombardi talking with the media, brought to you by our friends at the Lamb Valley Cancer Institute and Research Center. Fight like a duck with cancer care you can count on. Coach Lombardi and her squad going to be fighting like ducks, that's for sure.
First thing I can say is that I'm thrilled that we were in postseason. I think about our first year and our name not getting called. And so to hear our name getting called this year, we were pumped to hear that. As far as thinking, you know, to possibly being one of the 16, that's something we thought about, but you know, with postseason, you hear your name get called, and then from there, wherever it is, whether you're hosting or whether you're not hosting, you get ready, you prepare, and it's all about postseason.
Are you disappointed that the Pac-12 didn't get more respect from the selection committee? You've been obviously talking about the gauntlet you guys played in conference and just finishing that up.
Yeah, I would say I was surprised. You know, I think anybody would say they would love to be in the selection room to see how they determine everything. The pack was a gauntlet this year. It was the just super regional after super regional every single weekend. I mean, we didn't have one weekend off. So yeah, I think I was a little surprised, but you know, it is what it is. It's about getting into postseason and getting after it. We would have loved to stay home, but if we're on the road, then that's what it should be.
You feel this is right for you, for Mike, for the players on both sides?
You know, I can't speak for the committee and how they go about things. All I can speak for is our team and what we've done throughout the pack and how hard they've played series after series. So I'm excited. I'm excited to get to postseason, and I'm excited to get to see what our team's going to do.
Coach, I'm wondering what some of the reactions were to the announcements for the all Pac-12 teams, the all defensive teams, the all freshman teams. Seemed like Oregon was well represented today.
Yeah, I thought we were really represented. And I represented it well. I thought our team worked hard throughout the pack. So to see them get their honors, it's something that we celebrated for sure. So very excited for them and their honors.
Do you know much about Texas State other than just clearly their record and whatnot, but they don't have a common opponent with you?
Yeah, I've known about Texas State for a very long time, and they're a great, great program. They're coached very well. They're a tough team. They've always been tough. They've been gritty. It's going to be a tough matchup against them. So I'm looking forward to it. I haven't, you know, we have not played them, but just from being in the Midwest, I'm very, very familiar with them.
I was just saying, you know, obviously Haley Cruz was around in 2018 and played a major role, but most of your players weren't around. If you guys do end up, you know, playing Texas, how do you think the team will handle that storyline, if at all? Think about it.
You know, one thing I can tell you about this team is that we're very much about what's in front of us. We've been like that all year. And right now our main focus is Texas State. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to focus on our opponent, which is Texas State, and prepare for them. To me, I think with regionals postseason, you can't get ahead of yourself. It does you no good. I think it's about really getting caught up what's in front of you. We had the same approach when we played through the entire Pac-12 conference, and we would continue to do the same thing.
Coach Lombardi, we'll talk with her a little bit more on the show tomorrow. Her immediate reaction from talking with the media yesterday after the Ducks selection. And you heard her talking a little bit about Haley Cruz, the veteran, the leader of this team. She also talked with the media yesterday, and as you can imagine, a true class act as the Ducks are getting ready for postseason. And now they, after I get done, you know, going through my spiel, well, they're just going to get ready to play some softball. They're going to play Texas State coming up at 4:30. It's going to be on ESPN3 and a 4:15 pregame show across the Oregon Sports Network with Jordan Brenner and KWVA, our simulcast coming your way on Friday. Let's hear a little bit from Haley Cruz as well.
Well, Haley, your reaction to, on one hand, yes, seeing you guys have made the field, though I don't think that was really in question, to not being a top 16 seed and getting sent down to Austin.
I think we're just excited for postseason. You know, it's the first time that the majority of this team has been here. So there's a lot of excitement around the entire tournament. And I know that we're just going to go at it how we normally do and play it one game at a time. And I know that it's just a really exciting time for us.
If you guys end up playing Texas, what's that going to be like for you to play Mike? And obviously they have Lauren and several other players, Mary, still on the roster, Shannon. What's that going to be like for you?
It's going to be like any other game. I think right now our focus is on Texas State and is on our first game. And anything that comes after that will come after that, and we'll take it by the reins. So I think that the most important part is just focusing one game at a time and not treating any other game differently than we have all year.
After that Arizona series, which is, you know, every game was kind of nip and tuck, and then you sweep Cal, do you feel like, especially with the way Brooks pitching, you guys are kind of peaking at the right time here?
Absolutely. I think we have all the tools that we need, and I think that the rigorous Pac-12 schedule that we've faced all year has really prepared us for this, and I think we're ready to take on whoever's thrown in front of us.
Yeah, I was just really impressed with what I saw from Rachel Sid this past week, and it seems like she's starting to flip a switch at the plate. And I don't know, I'd love your thoughts on this, but to me, it seems like she's a player that when she starts hitting, they can come in bunches. And the timing of this seems like it's pretty good for the offense.
Yeah, I think Rachel's really found her stride, and having her in the middle of our lineup is going to help a lot with run production. And I think she's peaking at the right time. We all knew what she was capable of. We've all seen what she's done in the past. And just seeing her get back to that and settle in mentally has been really exciting. And I know she'll carry that into the postseason.
Your reaction, Haley, to getting the All Pac-12 honors from the first team? Obviously, you've gotten third team before, but to be recognized and get that recognition and accolade today.
Yeah, that was really exciting. It's something I've worked really hard for, but I'm even more excited for my teammates who got the accolades as well, because I know how hard they've worked all year, and just to see how far we've come in the past few years has been really rewarding.
Haley Cruz talking there about some of the Pac-12 conference honors. If you missed it yesterday, Oregon landed six players on the Pac-12 all-conference team, highlighted by three first-teamers. Pair earned also all freshman honors, and two more were named to the all-defensive team. Allie Bunker, Haley Cruz, Brooke Yanez each earned first-team all-conference recognition to make the Ducks one of three teams to put a trio of players on the first team. Allie Bunker, Haley Cruz, and Brooke Yanez have been great all season long. And Alyssa Brito and Tara McGowan both were on the second-team all-conference. Two outstanding players that have been hitting in the middle of the order for the Ducks. Brito tied for the team lead with nine home runs, while McGowan has delivered in clutch situations all year. She hit .426 with runners in scoring position. And Hannah Delgado was also named to the third team for the Ducks, which is great to see. A lot of youth on this Oregon roster, in addition to some of those vets that were named to the first team. Additionally, Brito and Delgado were named to the all-freshman team, which is, you know, pretty good. Yeah, Alyssa Brito and Hannah Delgado have been mainstays in the Oregon order, even as freshman for the Ducks. And then also on the all-defensive team, a couple really, really impressive players, particularly in the middle infield for the Ducks, and Alyssa Brito and Allie Bunker. So shout out to the Ducks, man. They did a great job all season long, and here's hoping that they can pull the upset in Texas. We're going to talk a little bit of Oregon baseball here coming up. Jack asked a good question. He said, love your sort of face mask over the last few months. Thanks, Jack, man. I accessorize well. I think I do all right. This is a Mama McMurray original right here. Yeah, this is homemade by my mom. And it's actually one of the best ones. It's actually the best one I have. But he's asking, when will we get to see your smile again? Well, first of all, I'm glad that somebody, you know, likes to see that. Face for radio, all the different jokes I can make. Look, I hope so soon. I think that we're all hoping that we're trending back toward some semblance of normalcy. And to be honest, being on the road with Oregon baseball, it was a little bit of a semblance of normalcy. We're going to talk about that when we come back, as Duck baseball deserves some time today because they are playing really well. We're back after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, welcome to the Spicy Drive-In. May I take your order?
Can I get the spicy chicken sandwich, please?
The spicy chicken is an excellent choice, sir. And to drink?
Whatever's fine.
Oh, may I make a beverage pairing recommendation this evening?
Sure.
If we are feeling especially bold tonight, sir, I would recommend the Mountain Dew with that. It's bravely unrestrained with a very alive aroma that pairs wonderfully with your spicy chicken. It's followed by a hint of zesty citrus flavor.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
I'm sure you already know this, sir, but remember to appreciate the nose first by giving the Mountain Dew a little swirl to really volatize it.
What?
To change the flavor compounds and activate your taste buds to get them fully primed for that chicken sandwich.
Ah, it's delicious.
Now you're getting the hang of it. The muscular flavor charge characteristics of Mountain Dew make for an absolutely epic mouthfeel when paired with spicy cuisine. It is quite on point, sir.
Dude, it's a perfect match. Like they were made for each other.
So true, so true.
When you want to make good food bolder and bold food better, do the Dew.
Don't go anywhere. Duck Insider continues after these messages on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Learfield IMG College.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind. Life is worth more than a text. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Everybody buckle up.
Mom, 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 mom.
Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store?
Mom, buckle up.
Everybody
buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Joey Mack, welcoming you back to Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. We're here inside the Country Financial Studio, where Duck Insider is also brought to you by North Fork Public House, NorthForkEugene.com. I could go for some North Fork nachos right now. Oh, I'm hungry now. Oregon baseball was in Ogden, Utah this past weekend. First trip for me since, first road trip for me with Oregon baseball since USC and UC Riverside in May of 2019. It was almost 2 years to the weekend that I was on the road with Oregon baseball. And a grinder of a game on Friday was a fun one, though. 7-3 win, and it kind of felt like death by a thousand paper cuts because the Ducks were scoring single runs every inning. And the Ducks, actually, you want to talk about consistent scoring, they scored in 19 of the 27 innings that they were at bat this weekend. That's just consistency throughout. Grinder of a game, though, 7-3 win. And to be honest, I think the guy who's the Pac-12 Pitcher of the Year right now, Robert Ahlstrom, I didn't think Robbie was his best. He battled, and I gave Utah a lot of credit. They came in swinging. They battled. Robbie scattered 9 hits, a season high in hits allowed, over 5 2/3. He did strike out 9 Utes. And I'll tell you what, I know that the numbers with the big strikeouts and the big wins, and that's what people are going to look at on stat sheets for a Pac-12 Pitcher of the Year. But I actually think that this game was maybe a perfect example of why I think he is the Pac-12 Pitcher of the Year. Wasn't his best. Utah was really good at the plate. Found a way to win. 5 2/3, got the victory. I mean, those are the sorts of things that it's hard to quantify on a stat sheet, but I think it helps his case in a lot of ways if it's framed the right way. Like, no, that's what a Pac-12 Pitcher of the Year does. And I thought that's what Robbie did. And on Saturday, it was just an absolute beatdown at the hands of the Ducks. Anthony Hall had 3 doubles. That's a program record. Kenyon Jovan had 6 hits. He was 6 for 6 at the plate. That's a program record. He was one off the Pac-12 conference record of 7 hits in a game and 23 hits for the Ducks. It was a season high as they just absolutely demolished Utah 16-3. Then on Sunday, it was a solid 9-2 win. Ducks were a little slow to start offensively, then the second time, and then really the third time through the order, Oregon just ran away from Utah. So some series notes for you, because this is how good Oregon baseball is right now as the Ducks continue to just be dominant. They're 17-7 in Pac-12 play. That does sit them in first place in the Pac-12 standings, above Arizona, even though the Wildcats played 3 more games in the Pac-12 than the Ducks. Arizona's 19-8. So the Ducks have opportunity in front of them for a Pac-12 championship. Stanford is in town this weekend. They're sitting in third place at 13-8, and then it's Oregon State and Arizona State tied for fourth place with UCLA at 14-10. Yeah. Things are going to get interesting here down the stretch. And the Ducks, after that weekend, even though they pummeled Utah, they dropped in the RPI a little bit because, well, I guess that's what happens when you play a team that's not ranked very well in the RPI. So the Ducks are 33-11 right now, and they have played a really, really, really good season. They're 33-11, and they're sitting in first place in the Pac-12. And the series notes for you, Kenyon Jovan was 8-for-14. He hit .571 with 4 ribbies. Josh Kasevich was 6-for-13. He hit .462 with 2 ribbies. 4 runs scored, a double. Tanner Smith, .429 with a home run RBI. We saw Sam Nowitzki hit his first career home run, and I thought Sam Nowitzki was ridiculously good defensively. One of the better defensive third basemen, I think, that we've seen for the Ducks, and I think he might be the best defensive third baseman in the Pac-12 this season. Aaron Zavala also finished the series batting .417 with a home run. Anthony Hall hit .385 total with those 3 RBI and 5 doubles. Half of his season's doubles were this weekend. He's got 10 now. Gabe Matthews hit .308, and it's like, you hit .308 and you're terrible compared to the rest of those people. I mean, that's how good Oregon hit the ball. As a team, Oregon finished with a .364 average and 17 extra base hits. Well, it was a pretty darn happy Mark Wasikowski after the sweep of the Utes.
Yeah, really proud of the baseball team. These guys came to play. They went on the road in the Pac-12 and swept the team. That's really hard to do on the road. Nobody's been able to come into Salt Lake City this year and sweep this ball club, and we were able to. That's a lot of fun. It started with Brett Walker on the mound. He really got after it. 6 innings, 2 hits, only gave up 1 run, pitched out of a couple of tough spots, and really showed some strong makeup to pass the ball off to 2 relievers and have Caleb Sloan throw the ball the way he did at the ball, end of the ball game was great. Offensively, you know, Tanner Smith setting the tone, 3-for-3 day, really squaring the ball up well. Josh Kasevich and the rest of the defenders really impressed with their effort and their first steps on defense. It was really a good day to be a Duck.
Really good day to be a Duck, man. That was awesome for Mark Wasikowski. And, you know, he's talking about how hard it is to sweep a conference series. It's the first time since 2013 that the Ducks have swept back-to-back conference series. So great work by Mark Wasikowski and the Ducks. It was a lot of fun being back on the road with them again. And the latest polls coming out here today, D1 Baseball is at number, or has the Ducks at number 6. They're one of the better teams in the country, according to them. USA Today Coaches Poll has them at 7. College Baseball Nation, number 9. Collegiate Baseball has them at number 9. Perfect Game USA has them at number 13. Baseball America's got the Ducks number 13. And the National Collegiate Baseball Writers Association poll still to come out if you're live with us in the 1 o'clock hour. Great stuff, man. Oregon baseball is going to play Gonzaga tomorrow. We'll preview that one on Duck Insider tomorrow. Gonzaga is a top 25 RPI team, just like the Ducks. In fact, Oregon sits number 15 in the RPI right now. Looks like the Ducks are in good position to host a regional, but I don't know anything about regional projections at this point. Who knows? Gonzaga is number 17 in the RPI. So this is a huge midweek game. Huge midweek game coming up tomorrow at 6 o'clock. We'll have a 5:45 pregame show. I'll have the call on the Oregon Sports Network and the Go Ducks live stream as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. Number 15 versus number 17 in the RPI, that's a great midweek game. Great midweek game tomorrow at PK Park. Tickets are available. Get them now. You're not going to want to miss this weekend as Stanford also comes to town. When we come back, a couple notes on Tahina Paopao and Oregon men's golf. Then we'll wrap up the show after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of seven. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
Duck Insider, Duck Insider, Duck Insider continues after this timeout on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone. I see the future is really bright for me.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Insider presented by On Point Community Credit Union, your Cafe Yum 2-Minute Drill. Oregon softball heading to the Austin Regional. Oregon baseball, a sweep of Utah. They got Gonzaga tomorrow at 6 o'clock. We'll have the call on the Oregon Sports Network and on the Go Ducks live stream. 14 straight Pac-12 championships for Oregon track and field. Women finished as the runner-up, and the men winning it again with a meet record 185 points. Congratulations to Oregon track and field. Men's golf in action today in their regional round. If you're live with us in the 1 o'clock hour, they're still rolling up in the state of Washington. And then I'm also really excited about women's golf. They're traveling on Wednesday with their NCAA championships beginning in Arizona coming up in, well, about a week. Yeah, it's postseason time. It is officially postseason time. Great news for Tahina Paopao today, or yesterday, I should say. After 3 days of trials that featured 27 athletes, Tahina Paopao has made it. She made the roster. The women's U19 World Cup team, 5 athletes were named finalists for the other 3 roster spots on the 12-member team. But Tahina Paopao, already one of them. Congratulations to Tahina Paopao. Man, that's awesome. Just really, really great. 2-Minute Drill, always brought to you by Cafe Yum. Restaurants throughout Oregon and Washington. Menus are always at CafeYum.com. It's a great way to wrap up the show. Man, tomorrow's going to be fun. Eric Rodell, Deputy Athletic Director, will join us. Melissa Lombardi, Head Coach Oregon Softball, will join us as well. See you then.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? Every moment can be kind of special. But they can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments, it doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hello, it's me, the designer jeans in the back of your closet. What happened to us? I used to summer in the Hamptons, and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Okay, maybe I never really fit you right, but I got a lot more Sunday fun days left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
You've been listening to Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. The preceding has been a Learfield, IMG College presentation of the Oregon Sports Network.